I wonder what this podcast is about.
Hello. Did you click on this podcast? Well, this is what's going to happen. Hi, I'm Fernando, and this podcast is me and an awesome guest.
And me.
Not you.
Oh my.
Everybody stop, jeez.
The heck is going on?
And our guests.
This guy's tripping.
We'll be reviewing shows from Netflix because we all got to know what to watch next, right?
Well, in this podcast, you'll see if you should get a certain clicks.
A try. From me and my critics.
Huh. See what I did there?
This guy just had a throw
up on him. Here we go. Starting in three.
Well, two.
This is for one.
Very cool.
Flicks Critics.
Hello, everyone. This is Fernando, and you are on Flicks Critics. Today's guest is Frank, the BA country singer of all time. So how about you tell us more about yourself?
Oh, dude. Just first, thanks for having me and hanging out and talking some shows. But I'm a country artist and out here based in Pittsburgh, and we've been pretty fortunate over the years. We get to travel a lot and play a bunch of shows and have some songs out. We got a brand new song on the secondary radio right now, which is pretty cool. It's a little song called Heartbroke, and you know. Just
still jamming to that song.
Going on the country music journey. It's been pretty cool.
So what's the situation for you during this hard time from the corona?
You know, it's been tough from a gig standpoint. Obviously things are pretty slow, and you know, there's been a lot of shows taken off the books, and it just kinda is what it is. So we're adapting and, you know, doing a lot of stuff online and trying different avenues. So it's been neat. It's been a good time to work on stuff.
Yeah, but right now it's a good time to take advantage of that, because I've noticed that a lot of people, they haven't been able to go on tour. They haven't been able to do shows because everything's been canceled. But they've been utilizing the social media sites such as Facebook Live or YouTube Live. And so, like, they've been performing. Like, the other day I was watching Common.
Yeah.
And he was just playing the piano in his big old house. Jeez, he has a big house.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so like you can, even though that we're in hard times, you can do, just find a way to get around it and just don't stop, because, you know, life happens. I mean, there might be zombies outside if that ever happens. Zombies might come out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden you can still be like, well, I'm going to sing you all a little tune before I go, you know?
Yeah,
you just got to do what you got to do.
Constantly adapting, and who says this isn't the new normal? So, you know,
what do we have to do
to adapt to that?
Yeah, it's kind of scary though, because like, I was on YouTube the other day, and I was listening to the whole how long it takes to make a full cure, like dead on. It takes like 18 months, and so there was a video about what if the quarantine was 18 months, and how would life change, and you know, and then everyone's getting like, there's the 1200 thing that's happening in everyone's bank accounts,
yeah,
but.
Eventually,
what's going to happen,
right? Whenever that is.
Yeah. So, but there's that. And then like, I don't know, everyone's been struggling and whatnot. And so it's hard times, but anyways, enough about the corona. Let's get on to the show. Let's get on to the topic. And today's show we're going to be critiquing is Ba-ba-da, the Tiger King, Meow. And so for those that don't know what the Tiger King is about, the story is about a guy named Joe Exotic. Actually, I forget what his real last name is, but he changed it to Exotic to go with
Maldonado or something.
Yeah. And so, like, what makes you want to watch it?
Me?
Yeah.
I think. Well, first of all, let's give Netflix a lot of credit, because they are wonderful marketers.
Right.
It just happened to be the first show on the top, and then they play that like 30-second reel, and it's like, oh man, this is gonna be a ride. So, I remember I watched it right before like everybody caught on to it, and I watched it 6 hours straight from 11 o'clock at night to 7 in the morning. I couldn't stop. So
dedicated. I didn't even know it exists, because I don't know. I don't be looking at the top, like what's on top. I like the whole browsing thing and find out, instead of letting Netflix tell me what I should watch. I like the shoes I want to watch. So
I like the cheaple aspect of Netflix.
Yeah, right. And also, like, I was hearing a bunch of people, and then I was seeing a bunch of tigers on Facebook and Instagram. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And so at my day job, a couple of people that I work with are talking about, yo, you heard about the Tiger King? And I'm like, wait, we're talking about the Lion King or something? Like, wait, what's going on? Like the Jungle Book? No, man, the Tiger King. And then a couple of days ago, I watched the first episode. No, what made me watch it was they were saying that it's trash, but it's good TV. Yeah, and I was like,
that's a fair assessment. They just put out a new episode too.
Yeah, exactly. I think, was it today or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. I still haven't seen it because I'm gonna watch it after this.
Yeah, we should watch it, and then you know, this entire thing will change and we'll redo it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, like I saw, what did you think of it? Like, of course the trailer brought you in, but what did you think of it after the first episode?
I think it's like, you know, it's Jerry Springer TV where you just, you know what you're watching isn't great, but you just like are so captivated and just stay in it. I don't know. It's one of those things where you just kind of constantly we're thinking, how far can this possibly go?
And you know, just, that makes a lot. It just that's a good way going. To say it, right? It's like weird, but it's like a good weird. It's like, wait, the hell? And then you keep on wanting. You know what? There's no way this can get any good. And then you have to. I wonder what happens next. It's like, have you ever heard of the? What it made me think of? Have you ever heard of the TV show or a YouTube series called Salad Fingers?
No. Oh wait. Yeah. From back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. See what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, make me feel old.
I know Salad Fingers.
Yeah, so like it's like when you watch it, it's like, what the heck is going on? Right. Why is he cradling that spoon? But then it's like it makes you think, okay, what the heck is gonna happen next?
And then
you
just click weirder and weirder.
That's basically what this is. It's like you watch the first one, it's like, wait, what? And then, oh, snap. And then I think it was episode 3 when Joe and Carol, like Carol's like the villain in the whole story. They're all villains, if you ask me. But
yeah, it was pretty.
Do you think that Carol did what she did to her husband? Or do you think that, nah, she couldn't have done it?
I don't know, man. I was very strongly that this lady killed her husband, but you know, the more time that reflects on it, the more you're like, well, they had to kind of, you know, as a TV producer, you have to like vilify somebody or create a foil for some, like your main character. So, it's interesting to see how much of that could have played into it, but I'll tell you the eyewitness accounts that he got are pretty, pretty strong.
Yeah, because there's no way, because I don't know. Cause, I mean, she had a hard background.
Yeah, and so as soon as you start messing with power of attorney, that's some weird stuff.
Right. Like, I don't know, because it's kind of obvious, because, like, it's almost like an O.J. Simpson type of thing. Right. Like, or Lizzie Borden. Like, it's kind of obvious, but it's like, nah, she wouldn't do something like that. But except for O.J. Simpson, like, it was totally obvious. But, she had a hard life, and so like she had an abusive boyfriend, and then or husband, and then this guy scoops her up. She was nothing, and he had all the money and took care of her. And then I don't know, something happened. I think like maybe he was cheating or whatnot. I think because he was the guy was known to be like a ladies' man. So in my mind, it's like maybe because of her background and then her having trust issues. Maybe she snapped, and plus, like her being poor, she can get all the money that she wants out of this. And then top that off, he all of a sudden he goes to wherever what he was supposed to go, and then they never found him at all. Like, there's no trace of him at all.
Right.
And I was like, it's kind of obvious, like dead on that. There's no way you could have got all that money out of nowhere. Like,
right. No, it's crazy, man. I think like what you said at the top, where it's, you know, just awful TV, but it's like well produced, is why it's so successful.
So it's a cool little documentary series, but it's like it sucks. Like, well, it doesn't suck because him having all those husbands that weren't even, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna say it, that weren't even his sexuality. And like, he got them to be his husband, and then he's having all these tigers and whatnot that he has no business of doing. It's like, it makes you like, when you watch this, how after watching this, how do you view zookeepers now?
Well, I think the important thing is like, his zoo is very different than like zoos that are run by other organizations. True. But I don't even know if I knew prior to that watching the show that was,
yeah,
that there were, yeah, so many private zoos. So I think that was a really interesting thing. And the thing that gets me about the show that I thought was fascinating, is just how connected the zoos are. Like, they show those maps where like the tigers are being shipped, and it's like, oh man, these are going all over the place. And what are those other people like if this is just one guy, you know?
Yeah, then it shows every different perspective too. Like the one dude, I don't know how he did it, what was going on with him, the dude that's like, it's basically like a cult.
Oh, man. And like, this is weird.
I was like, wait, hold on, what do you mean by, do you mean wife? Or as soon as you said wives with an S, I'm like, hold up, what do you mean wives? Yeah, so I take in like an intern, and I make her my wife, you know. Hold on, what? And no, it's not a cult. They have their own free will. That's what they all say. They have their own free. Everyone has a free will to leave. Yeah. The one girl got was able to get out of it. God bless her. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude. It's.
But I never really looked at it in at that way, because like, you never would think what it's like to be a private zookeeper, and you see all these different perspectives, and it's like, holy crap. Do you want it to continue going, or, hold the brakes?
I definitely don't, because the neat thing that you could see about that show is how much time this guy who was the videographer and the person who was invested in the story, like, this thing plays out mm-hmm. over years. Like, when he starts filming, it's like the actual timeline of the whole thing. And you could tell he was like, man, this is just getting weirder. And he just keeps filming, you know? Right. So to try and recreate that or slam that into a bunch of like quick episodes for TV is going to be weird. I'm content. Like, unless like Joe Exotic gets out and then he has his own show, I'd watch that.
About that, like, I think I missed it. Was the reason why he went to jail was the whole, like, I think I got lost on that one, why he went to jail.
The thing was, like, they were able to charge him because he hired somebody to kill Carol Baskins, and there was, like, there was the actual proof of that, but then they, like, did all the animal cruelty charges when they found that he killed 5 tigers on his premises and all that stuff, and, you know, that stuff allowed them to charge the other stuff too. Just made it a bigger case, you know?
It's a shame. And then everyone's like rooting for him to get out. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. But I thought it was a joke. But first of all, the dude was crazy when he went live on TV with his whole TV show type of deal, and then having like
Shattered
dolls. Yeah, exactly. I was like, hold on, what the heck is your problem? People think you're crazy. And then people just kept on watching and kept encouraging him. And then what really got me was, this dude can sing.
Well, have you read anything about that?
No.
Oh, man. So apparently it's not actually him singing at all, right?
What?
And it's I'm just full of spoilers, you know. But it was these two guys who wrote songs, and he basically contracted them to write the songs, and then he would just produce the videos with himself, like, lip singing.
Wow. I was wondering why the voice had nothing like act like the actual him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's messed.
That's pretty
wild. Oh. Yeah. And then like the other what's her name? Carol, she was acting like she was the whole big like rescuing all these different tigers. But if you looked at even how where she put the tigers, they were even in tighter cages. They weren't even happy to tigers.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that, like, I don't know. It's one of those things where we only can see what we're given on TV. So I have no idea, like, what any of it's actually like in person. I feel like everybody needs to go to all three of these places and see them.
Yeah.
And then we can all be like, oh, yeah, she's a terrible human being for keeping them in tiny cages. But,
right.
You know, we may never know. Like, I don't know if I'll even ever adventure to any of these zoos. Seems
pretty little, sketchy.
A little risky for me.
Would you ever own a tiger?
I would love to own it. No, I wouldn't. it's not my thing for sure. But you know what's funny about that? The tiger, like, so he's breeding these tigers and selling them, allegedly, right? And
yeah,
well, I guess he owns up to it, whatever. What happened to all those tigers? There's just tigers that this guy has bred and given to other people. Like, where are all these tigers in our country? Like, Joe Schmo just has a tiger in his basement, you know?
Right.
That's crazy to think about, that there's just tens of thousands of tigers roaming around.
It's kind of sad, though, because, like, we cage these animals, and, like, they just want to have their own home and whatnot, and now we're, like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, like, having a pet, but it's, like, after a while, it's, like, you don't need to show them off like they're just a toy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they deserve to have their own life, too. Like, I never really thought of that until I saw this. Like, it makes you feel bad. Like, it makes you feel bad to see even go to a zoo anymore, because it's, like, now that I've seen this, I mean, they're not all like that, okay. But after seeing this, it gives me a second, a different perspective on, like, not the, like, the big zoos, but the private-owned zoos.
Yeah.
And, like there's this one zoo.
I mean, even the big zoos, too. Like, they still have animals in cages that, you know.
It just makes you wonder, like, what really goes on behind closed doors.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Really, you know.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, what are those tigers supposed to be doing? Because they've been bred in captivity for so long, they're not really, like, not that they're not real tigers, but you can't throw them back out in the wild. Like, what are they supposed to do?
That's true. Because they're basically like house cats. Like, if they leave the place, if they leave the place, the location, like, you're okay, you're free. What do I do?
Where do I go?
You know, it's like, you can't, they're trained to be like a guinea pig, like, just stay inside the cage. Yeah. You know?
I mean, I'm going to have to just go sad, like, run this antelope down.
Like, there's this one zoo that I've seen. I forget what it's called. Like, a privately owned zoo. And it's the only one that I really support these days. It's, like, a zoo that rescues, like, deformed animals or animals that are mentally challenged or defected. Yeah, and so, like, they give them – because usually when they're in zoos or whatnot, like, or the owner, like, they want to, like, you know, like, the horse with a messed up blade, they want to put it down. So these guys, they take those animals and they give them a home. Like, there was one, like, with three eyes. There was one horse that had fur like a woolly mammoth. There was another horse that had no hump on its back.
Oh, weird.
Like
the
yeah,
the
they're
zoo
all
for misfit animals.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what it's called. I forget what it's called. I know it's not that far from Pittsburgh. I forget what it's called. I'll have to get the name of it. But yeah, like, that's one of the, that. But I've always supported that zoo. But, like, it makes me wonder, like, do they really treat their? Because Carol was the whole, like, oh, I want to rescue. I want to make all these animals be free. I want to be a tiger or rescuer and whatnot. Yeah, I find it interesting that she wants to be a tiger rescuer, but here she is wearing tiger print.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
You know, that's like that. That's like you need to preach to the choir.
That's like you thought what you preach. Red flag.
Yeah, exactly. Like that was the first thing because I thought she was cool. Then I saw her whole closet. I was like, wait, hold up, aren't you also the one that rescues these? Why the hell are you wearing the actual skin?
Yeah,
you're a hypocrite.
Dude, I thought that was super weird. I don't know how that. The other thing that's super weird to me about her whole zoo is, how is it basically 100% volunteer? Like, doesn't she have?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Have to have clearances to be around animals. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. She brainwashes them just like everyone else is brainwashed, which is sad. Like the one dude, he makes them like dress up in like different outfits. So they have to be like sexy and whatnot to bring the people in, which unfortunately that type of stuff sells. But
dude, his stuff was so bizarre.
I know.
It was so bizarre. You could tell he was actually like an intelligent guy because he just would stop.
Flying. Yeah, exactly.
Like as soon as he knew he had given the information that would lead somebody on, he just stopped talking.
Like when I first saw him, I was like, okay, this guy seems normal. And he was talking about his backstory, how he got into animals and whatnot. I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. Then they went to the whole cult thing and I was like, oh, what? This is like some Ted Bundy shit. This is some Ted Bundy nonsense because like, oh my God. So who would you say is your favorite character?
My favorite character was the girl who got her arm ripped off.
Oh.
I thought she seemed... But she's not really a main character. So if we're talking about main characters...
She's like the only one of the chillest one.
Yeah, she was super chill.
Her and then the one that was helping...
Was great.
Yeah, he was a freaking BA.
I thought they did a good job of that. Like making... Like almost separating the people that work there from these people that own... the establishments, you know what
right.
I mean? Like they did a good job of giving those people some humanity.
They made you get to know each and every one of every person instead of even the ones that are outside of the characters that are like the fill-ins, you know. True.
But what made main characters, like I can't even pick any of them. That's why the show is great. Like there's nobody to root for. It just kind of is a spiral.
There's no happy ending at all.
Yeah,
spiral. And that's probably why it's keep going. That's probably why it's able to keep going too, because like they just keep. It's like there's no good guy. There's just all bad guys. Like there's. It seems like there's not going to be a happy ending. So let's just keep it going. You know,
we might as well just keep the cameras rolling, and they'll make it happen themselves.
What made no sense was how did he have all this money and pose as rich, but really he didn't have nothing. And then he helped Joe Exotic get out of the situation. He became the new owner of the zoo. Like, where did he get the money from?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
And then
do you watch any of the 30 for 30s on ESPN?
No.
All right. There was a guy back in the 90s who was almost like fraudulently bought the New York Islanders, the hockey team. And the whole time it's just like, that's what this guy's doing is he's just like pretending to have money, getting loans, getting bank stuff and using that fake money to go make real purchases, you know?
Oh, snap. Yeah.
So fascinating world.
Oh my gosh. You can get away with anything these days. Like, these guys prove it, and they got away with it for how long, and they're still going on strong.
Yeah,
and they're even on TV, and it's exposed, and they're still going. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, I hide it. Yeah, I'm doing this, and then the cops are like, you know what? There's some good TV.
Yeah, it's like,
oh my gosh. So, what would you rate this show?
Well,
if you were to give a rating.
I mean, just for pure watchability alone, it has to be, like, the watchability of it is a 10. But I feel like if I ever watched it again, I wouldn't be able to watch it. Just because
why is that?
It just seems like something that I wouldn't enjoy. But in the moment, it's like purely captivating.
I think what really makes it popular too, it came out around the exact time we all had to be quarantined.
Yeah, we all needed some levity.
So, yeah, and so like it's something that it's something to distract us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like something that's ridiculous because we need something that's ridiculous to get our mind off of what's going on outside. But if this was to come out before all this happened, I don't think it would have been as successful as it is, because it would have been something like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
What else is on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like something you would channel surf. You look at it for a couple of seconds and then go to the next one.
Yeah, I could see it being something that is strictly, you know, time-based. Like, if we were in a different situation, people may never have even talked about it. You know?
Right. It's right.
Just the way the world works, timing is key.
And I wonder how Netflix is going to go on now, because, like I was watching the other day, like, even AMC theaters, like, they're starting to go file for bankruptcy because they can't do anything, and so everything that's supposed to come to theaters are going directly online.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, how is Netflix going to be able to keep up? Unless they have a bunch of stuff in the vault. And so, like, they just go, oh, we kept this series for how long? Let's just release this. You know what I'm saying?
Fascinating. Go to the next one. Because they, like, if you look at the amount of content they've built out in the past, you know, 2 years, it's just insane. And it's all to compete with everybody trying to catch up to them streaming-wise. And in some ways, it's probably good for them because nobody else has that much content. Like, people were talking about, you know, them getting buried by Disney Plus. And then you realize that Disney Plus basically has not the stuff that you like binge, really. Like, it's all movies and, you know, the content that is based on IP versus just based on mass volume.
Well, plus also Disney Plus just came out too. But then there's Hulu, which, I mean, Hulu is cool, but the user interface, I can talk to you about this because you actually know what that is. But like, user interface, it's confusing as heck, and like, it's unorganized. And so Netflix is like Google. It's like, it's totally simple, and everything is in order. And then they track on what you like, whatever you watch, and then they put those in front in your face. Oh my God, what's this? Click.
Yep.
Watch that. Click. It's like, it's so fast. Like, it started out. I remember when it first started. I think it was like in the early 2000s, it started out as like where they delivered DVDs to your house, I believe. I think that's how it started. And then all of a sudden, the online platform came out. Actually, the online platform came out not so long ago. I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, and I mean, grand scheme of things, it wasn't that long. And
the thing
that was crazy about it is people thought the online platform was ridiculous at the beginning. Like, why would we? You know, there was nothing on it, and everybody just wanted the DVDs and to watch, you know, because the internet wasn't ready for all that streaming. And then all of a sudden it just happened overnight, and, you know, visionary success. And one of the reasons
I
don't like the other platforms is because everybody's gotten so used to being on Netflix that they're the standard, you know?
Yeah, like DC has their own, Disney has their own, Hulu, HBO, all these CW, like everybody is trying to catch up to Netflix, but like it's like everyone trying to compete with Apple. You know, Apple's going downhill now, to me, in all honesty. But it's like they've been going, like you were saying before, like they've been out for so long. Like, I didn't even know what Netflix, like, I mean, I've heard of it, but I never really got into it until like senior year.
Yeah.
And I whole free monthly trial, and I was like, huh, I probably won't keep this. I'm bored at college. And so, like, because there was nothing, because all my classes were easy, and I was like, there's nothing left to really do. And like, I was like, well, all my friends are talking about this. I'm tired of asking my friends who are there, you know. You would have to ask your friends, hey, yo, can you hook me up with your password? So
right.
You know, and so, like, I was like, you know, I might as well get my own. And then I got hooked. And so,
It's like buying your first tiger, man. It's, you know, and then you think, man, this is it for me. And then all of a sudden you have 227 tigers in your own.
That's probably how Joe Exotic, that's probably how he started.
It is, man.
Oh my gosh. But in all honesty, Tiger King, I would say, is a good show. I just think, in my opinion, I think it's overhyped.
Yeah.
Way overhyped than what it should be. Because there's a bunch of other stuff out there, so that are way more better. Like, there's this series that nobody ever talks about that's fascinating. It's called Love, Death, and Robots, I believe it's called. And so it's like, if you like Black Mirror,
yep.
Which I can't wait to talk to someone about that. If you like Black Mirror, you will love Love, Death, and Robots. Love, Death, and Robots is exactly Black Mirror. But it's like each episode is like its own animation, but it's like realistic animation. And so, like, there's this one episode, spoiler alert, where these guys are in the military. But in this universe, two of them, it's like a world where werewolves exist, but like, and like they're accepted in human society and they're known. And two of them are like in the military and they help them out. And so, like, the military, they only keep them because they're like dogs and they help them out, but they despise them. They despise them. And so it's like one of them dies and whatnot. And so like the one werewolf wants to avenge him, but then the military is thinking like he's just going to attack the military. And so like it's like such an amazing episode. I think I would suggest you watch that if you like Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You would totally love that. But yeah, we're hitting that time right now. So any last words you like to say before you go? Like, where can we find your music at?
Oh man, I'm pretty searchable. Frank Vieira on the internet, everywhere. You can go stream our new song, Heartbroke. That'll be cool. And as far as a last thought on Tiger King, I think the big winner is not doing drugs. So, if that show showed us anything, it's definitely to not mess with meth.
Yeah, judging by how that dude's teeth got messed up. So, you know. Well, that's all we have. That's all I got for now. But, like, for those that are out there during this hard time, stay safe. Wash your hands, wash your steering wheels, wash your doorknobs, wash everything, wash your hands again. And then when you come back inside, what you got to do? Wash some things again. Take a hot shower, take a power wash, you know? Pretend like it's Resident Evil. Yeah, wash all that. It's airborne right now. But yeah, we're joking about this, but people, we have to take this seriously though, because like a lot of people are unfortunately dying from this. And so it's best to take this opportunity to know what's going on and hashtag stay home and save lives and be safe out there.